Welcome to the J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Freak, coming to you live from the quarantine cabin on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. We are here Monday through Friday. That's right. We're still going strong. Monday through Friday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with your quarantine content. You put it in your cup and you're sipping on up. And all you got to do is tell a friend, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears. Let them know. I'm putting up Instagram videos every single day. All you got to do is like and tag. 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 That's all you got to do is like and tag. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Put your name on my comments and tell them. That's all you got to do. And you are doing it. So let me thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for being a part of this show. Thank you for passing the word of Papa JT, the king of brunch, the sultan of swipes, the board lord, as I've become to be called. Thank you to Carly Aquilino with that great new nickname. Thank you for telling people. We're here Monday through Friday. Just trying to get you through, trying to make the funnies, answer your emails. You could send in anything you like, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Very excited about today's guest. He is an OKP, original key player. It has been a while since we've had him on, but I'm always so pumped to have him. He's got a Comedy Central. Since the last time he's been on, he's put out two specials, I think. You Guys Are Dope, which I think you can go out and purchase right now. Also, he had a Comedy Central half hour special that got the hand of God, Miss Amy Schumer, to tap him on the shoulder to put him on TV. Nori, yes, Davis, sir. Thank you, Nori.
Hey, what's up, Jared? Thank you, man. You know, long-time listener, long-time friend, first time on the Zoom podcast.
It is great to have you here. Nori, such a fantastic comic. Everyone go follow Nori, at Nori Davis. Where are you? How you doing? Give us the story. How's your quarantine? You're good?
I'm good, man. Quarantine's good, man. Just like I got this mic right here, so it's been keeping me sane. And other than that, man, I've been depressed, bro. Just like not knowing what's happening. And you know, they took away the comedy. They took away the stages, man. I mean, not they took it away, but the virus took it away. Let me not blame you. The virus took it away. So I got this mic and I just transitioned into doing Zoom comedy shows. And that's been, if stand-up is heroin, this is morphine. That's all.
Because I've stayed away from the virtual comedy shows. I have kind of like when this all came down, first my dates, they get rescheduled. You kind of come to terms with like, you know, the way you said it is perfectly right. The virus has taken away the stage.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, there goes putting in avails and trying to like do like people don't know, like in New York, you're going on stage every night and just doing like bit by bit. You're doing smaller, shorter sets. You're just trying to like
smaller shows,
churn out material. And it's
and
like
build and just build, man. I still didn't take out my veils reminders on my calendars. I refuse to do that.
I'll never, I'm the same exact way.
I keep getting reminders like put in your veils for the 14th. And I'm like, I can't, but I'll wait.
And for the listeners at home, this isn't a comedy podcast, but the avails is when a club is like, hey, every first of the month, you tell us the nights you're free. Tell us the nights you're in New York City and you get booked like 9:05 here, 10:15 there, midnight here. So it's a weird thing because when this all came, I was like, okay, I got these podcasts. I got an Instagram account. I love doing those things as well as stand up. These things always were to let me do stand up. These things always existed.
And those things are so great, man. Like I love your bachelor on Instagram. And you just got on TikTok. You killing it right there. That's just funny, bro.
Thank you, man. I love TikTok.
That's good. Hell, you're good. I've been telling people like, yo, it's not about the platform. It's the artist, bro. Like if you can do it, then cool. For me, I just love stand up and I just don't feel like figuring out a whole new platform. And maybe that's a generational thing, but I guess it's just a preference for me. I just don't.
Well,
feel like.
Here's what I would say to that. Like, I just like you, I love stand up, but like these things were already there. So I'm like, you know what? Here's my decision. Yeah. I'll get to stand up when I can get to it.
Yeah.
For now, let me build on the things that I was already doing anyways, and then figure out a way to have fun in that world until I can have fun outside again. It's like it's snowing out. I got to stay in, and then we'll figure it out, I'll, you know, whatever. But I'm excited for you because I've made the decision. I'm like, I'm not – you're doing stand-up on Zoom.
Yes.
And I want everyone to know, Fridays and Sundays, it's called the Comedy Trap House.
Yes, sir. Comedy Trapping.
I have a lot of questions. And the background that you have on
that's the
YouTube.
Flyer. You see it?
I love it.
Bam.
What is a trap house? This sounds bad.
No, that's fine. Know. The trap house. All right. So in the community is basically where they sell drugs and that's where they make the drugs and then they sell out of it. Like it's a warehouse. Like say like it's the Costco where the drugs are at.
Okay.
It's the distribution center.
I love. I've never sounded whiter in my entire. What is the trap house?
What is trapping about it?
And I like that you converted it. You're like. Think of Costco. You know how you like to go to Costco?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And you see all those big old bulk things? Yes. So this is the bulk of jokes where I have everything at. And I do comedy shows on Zoom and I found a way. So the thing I figure out the formula of performing stand-up on Zoom, but where we can actually hear laughs. And the only thing that's adjustment is the timing. And I would love to have you on too. Like I have like two comics and then I'll close it out. And then I have a DJ in the beginning and he brings people in and we get a hype. You know what I'm saying?
It's interesting. You're trying to create a vibe. You're like DJ playing. And it's like, you know, I want that online comedy club
because we do the IG lives. Mm-hmm. It's just basically a monologue. I mean, you might as well just do a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like where you just saying your jokes and those didn't work. And then even there's other shows where you just hear the host and then like you don't hear the people. I want it to where like you see the people just like me and you see each other.
Yeah.
And then like you say the joke and then you like, ha ha ha. You hear the digital laughs through the speaker.
Sure.
And then. So it's that vibe. So it works, bro. It works.
You know what's so funny is like the one thing, like you start doing comedy and then like the person who's like a fan of comedy will always come up to you and go, you know, they say it's all timing. And you're like, yeah, I've heard that a million times. And then now we're trying to do it over Zoom and you're like, it is, there's so much, the timing is off. So
you have to slow it down. What I learned, like the beginning was hard. Cause then sometimes I would go too fast. So then when you don't hear nothing, you're like, oh shit, I'm bombing in my living room. All right. So let me say something else. And then people laugh again. And then you're like, okay. So then you find the rhythm. So it's the same.
Yeah.
I got a lot of feedback from audiences like, yo, thank you for doing that. That shit is fire. And yeah. I felt like I was in the room with people I didn't know, just like a comedy club, and that was the vibe I wanted. Like you said, it's a vibe.
That's great. I love that. And are you able to work out material? Are you able to build new jokes?
Yes. I have like 30 minutes of all quarantine material.
Yeah.
man. It's rocking. I've been consistent. I've been cutting tags. So each show, because I went hard the first beginning. Remember that first wave of like people just need new entertainment?
Sure.
Like I did like 7 shows, all of them. I only capped them at 20 people. And like each show was packed. And then after the next week, it got a little bit lower. And then I was like, all right, I'm exhausting my fans. Let me spread it out more.
Of course.
And I feel like right now we're in this time of people are like, yeah, that's cool. But how we're going to get out of here soon. Right. And I'm like, look, man, this is my nigga. Like, I'm on it already. You better come back because
this might be it. This is all
this
we got.
Be it, man. They pushing shit back. They pushing it back all the way to like 2021, man. Shit. I feel like you in a holding cell. Like, when am I going to see the judge? I don't know.
I'm excited. I think this is a good idea. I want everyone to go follow Nori on Instagram @NoriDavis. Go. He's fucking hilarious. He's fantastic.
Thank you, bro.
And it's the Comedy Trap House Fridays and Sundays. And where do they go to get 8 o'clock and just one follow show, you on baby. Instagram. Where is the best place to do it?
Follow me on Instagram and hit up my website, noridavis.com. Put your email in there and I'll do an email blast to let you know when the next show is. Coming week, I don't think we have any shows this week, but the next one we're going to do that. So I'm just building my mailing list and like getting everything together.
And Nori's hilarious. So you right now, you have albums that are out there. So anyone watching right now or listening on podcasts, go search Nori's name into the iTunes or anywhere you stream music.
Apple
Nori's got
music,
albums.
Spotify.
Man,
like, I got albums. So when I'm, all right, so I'll bust it down to you, Jared. I ain't tell nobody yet, but I want to record an album on Zoom.
Okay. And have it be like.
I love that's that.
What people response. Say. That's what people say when they go, oh, we'll see.
Okay, we'll see how it turns out. Because I really think people got to hear it to understand how it sounds, how the responses feel. And it's just like, I like the texture of the digital laugh through a speaker because that is our reality right now.
Yeah.
I just want to record that time. So I'm working on material. I'm trying to figure it out.
Sorry to interrupt. This is also a good timestamp. It's like you're creating a time capsule.
Yeah,
it's exactly what it is.
Yes, I want a time capsule of what we did at this time because who knows when we'll get back to the clubs. And I've always been a person of, I don't want to wait for people. I just want to make art. I just want to make something. So like, I got the three albums, and so I'm thinking and I'm working out the kinks of putting together a Zoom that will be on. I put on the album that will be on Zoom. Recorded on Zoom so people can pull up to that. So I hope that out soon. Trying to figure out a date. So So let's get to these questions, my
Let's
dude.
Do Hell some yeah. email. I Hell love it. Yeah. Everyone go follow. Go.
And keep supporting Jared.
I love that. Go Hell follow Nori right now at Nori Davis. Let's do some emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I'm 21 and my boyfriend is 25. When we started dating 3 years ago, he went out all the time, but now he's become a quote unquote homebody and is over his going out phase. I only go out maximum once a week, but it always causes a big fight. Or at the very least, I can tell he's annoyed and it ruins my night. Is this grounds for a breakup? Would love to hear your thoughts. Nori, what do you think?
Okay. All right. So let's break it down. So he's a homebody now. How long they been together?
3 years.
She's
21. He's 25.
25. Damn. 25 already. He's a homebody and she wants to go out more and he's just chilling. And damn, she's already saying that's like, this might be a deal breaker.
Well, I think
this
is
in quarantine though. Where are they going to go? I
don't know. It seems like this is a ongoing issue. They've been together three years. So like to me, like when you're 21, I don't think you, I always hate those people that are like, I'm a homebody now, I'm the grandma. And it's like, you're 25. You like going out still. You just like going out differently. Like
go ahead. I was going to play the opposite to him. Like maybe he's chilled out. Maybe he don't want to go out and risk it all. Maybe he just wants to sit down there and watch a show with her and shit. Maybe,
sure.
I don't know.
But I think
let's move for the 21-year-old.
She's the one that wrote in. I would say like a 21-year-old time.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. I don't want to do 21-year-old Saturday night. I don't. And maybe once a year I'll do it and I'll sit in the, like I went before this all went down, I was in DC.
Yeah.
And I was there with Michelle Wolf and Cypher Sounds was down there and I opened for Michelle and then afterwards Cypher got us into a nightclub. And we're at the nightclub and I wasn't drinking at the time and we had to go in and like squeeze through all the bodies and it was, and I'm like, excuse me. And people are dancing and I'm getting like hip checked. And then like, I remember Cypher like knew someone at the club. So like we had a place to go. And
which is the only way to go to a club. Let's be clear with that.
Hold on. This
is the only way I go to a club.
That's exactly my point. You and I are older.
That's the only way.
When you're 21, you'll go to the beach with a towel and be like, I'll put the towel anywhere. When you get older, you want the chairs. Yep. You want the cooler. Yep. You want the wait service. Yep. So, like, I'm not saying...
You want some food. You want food. You want to know where the bathroom is at.
Exactly. Yep. So, like, for me, there's no... I don't not like to party. I just don't like to party how I used to party.
Yeah.
One party is not better than the other party, but one party is different.
Exactly.
And I think the, like, you and I are same age. We want to be at the same party.
Yeah, we love our space, man. We want to take our time and just, like, not all crowded and shit and maybe just chill out.
But
our, the 21 energy, Jared, yeah, she's right. She wants to go out. She wants to, I don't know if it's a deal breaker. It depends how much she liked that dude. Like, how much,
yeah,
is he worth it? I mean, she's young.
Well, I would also say that, like, the party that you and I like, mm-hmm, is a lot like the one our parents probably like. Like, we're not that far away.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. We're way closer to our parents' party. Like, if my parents were like, yeah, we're going to, like, barbecue all day and we got a bunch of drinks,
yeah,
I'd be like...
It's the type of party... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, but I'm just saying, like, the 21-year-old party, I want nothing to fucking do with. And I think your boyfriend and you, when you're dating... 25 to 21, that is like dating 80 to 30.
Like, 30. Yep.
Right?
Basically, you definitely got your old body. Yeah, he's retired. Yeah, he's like, look, I already did that 21 shit. I'm good. And he's at the age now, if you want to get him to party, he needs to know every single motherfucker at that party.
Yeah.
I am too. Like, maybe, it got to be a party. I know the vibe. I know people there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a release party or it's an after party. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, just like how Cypher, like, it's more networking. 21 is like, I'll line up for anything.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not that you guys aren't good people or this relationship wasn't good, but I think you two are not really in the same phase of life. And maybe if you're going out, and I'm not saying she's going out more or worse than we did. I'm saying you should enjoy yourself. Enjoy this time. Yeah. You don't want the person, like the person that's on your phone, be like, where are you? What are you doing? You want to like live. And that's not to say that you hate him, but it's to say that your guys are looking for two different things right now.
And I think that's another, she should communicate that. I don't know if she told him about that. So make sure, like, I guess 21 don't know, like, communication is key. That's one thing I know. Definitely tell him how you feeling and, you know, talk to him after you hear this response. Like, look, I want to party, even though we quarantine, like, let's do a Zoom party. Like, we could pretend to line up at the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
And then just keep moving forward and forward through the living room. And then we get to the party at the bedroom.
Yeah.
So you can have that experience.
Just reenact it. I think she needs to say to him, like, she needs to, exactly what you're saying. You're exactly right. Yeah. Bring this problem to him. Yeah. But also be open to, like, hey, maybe this isn't the right match because we're in two different places of life and I don't want to be with someone who's not happy for me having my 21-year-old parties.
Preach, sir. Preach, preach.
J-Train.
Yeah, don't sacrifice your happiness just to be with somebody that you don't, man. Like, definitely be happy. Do what you want to do. And if they don't want to, that's fine. And just
totally
keep moving. Hell yeah, bro.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nori Davis at Nori Davis Comedy Trap House. He's doing shows on Zoom Fridays and Sunday. I know a lot of you came to my happy hour. I'm so appreciative. These are new and different things to get to feel a little bit normalized, to feel okay with what's going on.
Yeah, I'm actually putting the actual comedy club on. Hell yeah.
I love it.
Come on out.
Does location matter? Mm. Okay. Love all your podcasts. I'm a 23-year-old woman currently living in an East Coast city. I'll be moving to a Midwestern city in August. A couple of guys I matched with during quarantine in my current city pointed out that there was no point in getting to know each other since I'm leaving. I'm not looking for anything serious, but respect that others could be, so I switched to swiping in my future city, and the guys I matched with there were weirded out / mad that I was swiping while not currently living there. Should I just give up on dating apps until I move if I'm not welcome in either city, LOL? Should I indicate on my profile somehow that I am moving to the Midwest and not there currently, so if it bothers people, they can swipe left? Since we don't know when quarantine will end and normal dating can resume, I figured it didn't really matter where I was, but I might be wrong. Thanks for all your wisdom. What do you think, Nori?
Yo, wow. So you telling me there's niggas in their feelings about her swiping while she's in an area?
It's very unbelievable to me. Like, I'm going with her email. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Guys
she can
aren't
do what
really.
She want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
But I didn't know there's guys checking on that. Like, why are you swiping here when you're not even going to be here? What's that part again? Can we get the
she
like
said
that like, what?
I'm not looking for anything serious, but respect that others could be. So I switched to swiping in my future city. So she got you can change your geolocation to swipe. Like, let's say she's moving to Columbus. She can be like swiping the guys in Columbus while sitting in New York.
And she's setting it up. She's setting it. Well, that's some pimp
shit. And then
Good
she
fuck.
Says, guys I matched with there were weirded out / mad that I was swiping while not currently living there. It is interesting that this is coming from a woman.
Right?
Because I can understand that if it came from a man, yes, the women in those other cities are going to get weirded out. They'll think you're cheating on your wife.
Yeah,
but when I hear it from a woman, as a guy, and I'm hearing you say this, like, it's weird that they care so much.
They care about that. Yeah, she just setting it up to, like, when she gets there to see if there can be a date. I mean, she's like, she's just ordering the appetizer. Like, it's takeout. All she doing is takeout. She doing takeout dick. I'm just trying to see what's out there.
Of course.
When I move there, hey, I got settled in. Where are you at? Instead of just getting there and then doing this the whole fucking time.
So I agree.
I think she's a planner. I like her.
I think you and I, we agree that, like, what she's doing, like, it is more weird for the people to be weirded out by it than it is for you to do it.
Preach, brother. Yes.
Yeah, because, and I think whenever a guy is weirded out, that is just a good signal to get rid of that guy.
Yes, get rid of him. He's like, already controlling.
Controlling.
Already, yep.
He's already mad that he's not getting laid by you because now he's like, oh, I spent all this time talking to someone who I can't fuck tonight?
Yeah,
like,
I thought I was going to fuck right now. Shit, happened. Like, I want to see you tomorrow. No, motherfucker, I'm setting you up. Hold up.
Yeah, you're lucky to get away from that dude.
Exactly.
The guys in your current city, like, to me, it's crazy because, like, if I was a single guy, I would want to know that I have the relief of someone leaving in the future. Like, I actually think like that. That's why I would tell her. She's like, should I put it on my profile? Yeah. I wouldn't put it in my profile at all. I think you don't want to give away that type of information.
Keep doing your game. I mean, I'm kind of mad. Yeah. I'm glad it's anonymous, but she definitely, man, that's some good game right there. I mean, now it's going to be out there. I think everybody should do that. You know, set yourself up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You just talking to people, reaching out, checking the temperature. Ain't nothing wrong with checking the temperature in another state.
And I agree with you. And it doesn't matter where you're doing the swiping, though. I think the most important thing for her to hear is that if someone is, like, getting too personally offended by what you're doing on a dating app, they had ulterior motives.
Yeah.
They were looking to, like, you know, like, you didn't fit into the narrative of what they wanted the next thing to be. Which,
exactly.
If someone's doing that to you, like, they're not going to be a great partner, and they're there for something else that you're not there for.
Yeah, that's a huge red flag of trust issues right there, man. They're like, I don't trust her. Like, she can be here. Then when she get here, she's swiping somebody else in New York. I thought I was important. No, bro, you're not important. All right, you on the dating app.
Nobody's important. Nobody. Yeah. We are sponsored, people. The J Train Podcast is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. During this time of change, we want you to know that ZipRecruiter's focus hasn't changed. They're still doing what they've always done, helping people find work and helping businesses find the right people for their open roles. If you're looking for a job, ZipRecruiter is working with you to find the right job faster. They are dedicated to helping you get hired, from caretaking to delivering food and goods to building medical facilities, supplying protective equipment, and so much more. In fact, ZipRecruiter's app will send you up-to-date job openings so you can be one of the first to apply. And if you're actively hiring, ZipRecruiter will invite candidates to apply to your most urgent roles, making it faster and easier to reach the people you need. By connecting people who need jobs and companies that need people, ZipRecruiter is working with all of us so we can keep moving forward. Let's work together. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/work together. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nori Davis. Hey, at hey. Nori Davis Comedy Trap House. Go, yes, go, sir. Go. Fridays and Sundays, Zoom shows. How to change my name.
Okay.
Jared, thanks so much for the podcast. It's one of my favorite things about quarantine.
Oh, thank you.
Question is this. I've never liked my name or felt comfortable in it. I want to start using a nickname that I really like and feel suits me. But I don't know how to tell my friends and family this. They're all very supporting and kind of people who I feel comfortable around. But I feel like they're going to judge me and this is going to be a weird and uncomfortable transition. I'm starting a new job in the fall, so I know that I can use the name that I have in mind there, since no one there really knows me. But I'm wondering how to go about this in the most comfortable and normal way with the people in my life. Thanks again for all the laughs and amazing advice. Keep it up. I love this question. This is a very, she's right. This is from a woman. I'm not going to give her name, okay. But I do, it's, she has a fine name. She has a beautiful name, actually.
Okay.
But I do understand the transition as an adult to go from name you've always been known as to new nickname.
Yeah.
Is a jarring thing. Like, is like Nori, is Nori your full real name?
No, it's not. Nori is my nickname. That's my stage name. So my real name, and I'll say it because I'm vulnerable, is sure. Norvell. So
Norvell. So if so, you are you who calls you Nor, you're the perfect guest for this question.
Exactly. So Norvell is that's my family name. That's my my mom. So my grandfather on my mom's okay. side. So Norvell, yeah. So she named me after her dad. And I remember like when I was in the neighborhood playing ball, I'm like, yo, I'm Norvell. They're like, yeah, nah, you Nori. We're not calling you that. So my
really?
They changed my name. Yeah, they didn't want to call me.
How
that.
Like, old were you?
I was, I'll say like 13, 12. So I got that nickname. And
13,
then from there, it just stuck.
Well, 13, 12 is the perfect age for someone else to be like, nah, you're going to be Nori.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, it's like kind of cool. Like, they're accepting you. Like, even though they trashed your original name, they're doing
it. But that, like in the black community, that's what it is, man. Like you be Jared, right? Then you come to the basketball court, you be like, yo, that's Jared right there.
Yeah.
Or that's frat boy. I don't know. We'll make something up for you because like it makes it more personable.
It is loving. I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is for them to look at you and even care enough to go. Norvell, no. Trash
that's,
that. You're
that's
Nori.
That's for your mama. Selling for us.
So now I want to ask you, you come home from, the basketball courts and you're, you're Nori.
Yep.
How do you break the news to your family? Like, what do they say to that?
To your family, like, they like it. They get it. They like, they
got
they
it. But
too.
Like, even at 13, like, are they saying like, what do they call you? Like, what's the first day that they
get it?
Never
like,
question.
Some people even in my family call me Norv. They shorten it too. So they already have their nickname. They don't go Norvell. I don't even think anybody, even when my mom gets pissed, that's where the name comes out. But
like Norvell.
Exactly. Like really pissed. But other than that, it's Norv, N-O-R-V. And like that's my nickname in the house. So I guess that's a black thing. Like it's always a nickname.
No, but
it's always
you know
something
what?
Where we cut it. But with the question, like I missed a little bit of the part. Like she doesn't want her family to call her her.
Well, she's going to have like a coming out moment. She said, I've never liked my name or felt comfortable in it.
Got it.
So she wants to start using a nickname. So she already has the nickname in mind.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to start a new job. So new job, that's like moving schools. You could be like, the teacher could be like, Norvell. And you go, they call me Nori.
They call me Nori.
End of story. The whole school. Okay, teacher calls him Nori. That's who he go. That's how he goes by.
Got it.
It would be weird. So for her job, she's all set. She can walk into there and be like, this is my name, but everyone calls me this. She can say that. No one will question her on that.
Yeah. Yep.
The other people, I remember my brother. So I love this story because it relates. But I don't think it's a black community thing because I do think everyone can get nicknames. Okay, I think it's a 12, 13-year-old thing. Like, I think you get past 13 and someone's like, here's your nickname. You're like, I'm an adult now. I fucking have taxes. So I don't need a nickname now.
Exactly. I mean, know, my name, I got Nori from there, but my name changed so many times, but I stuck with Nori. Like, it was Small Fry, then it was N-O.
Who gave you what's Small Fry from?
Small Fry was when I was in junior high school, where I looked like I was 7 years old, but I was really like 14, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that my nickname was Small Fry, and I went with that for a little bit, and then it went N-O, and then it went Nor.
Why N-O? N-O? Just because of Nori?
Yeah, just, yep. Cause, no, okay. Norvell, like just N-O. Norvell? N-O. And listen, and I think that was it. So it took a lot of transitions.
So like I get J Train.
Yeah.
Was a self given nickname as a joke. Like I was in my fraternity. I'm like, yo, Papa J Train. It's the J Train, and joking around. And then like a few people like would be like, Train, what up, Train? Yeah. Hey, J Train. And like they were in on the joke. But like when I tell people, they'll go, you gave yourself a nickname? I'm like, yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Because you're the fucking most creative person around your friends. Creative people give you nicknames. So you just had to give it yourself, because they were just going to really be like, hey, Jared.
Yeah.
Like, come
exactly.
On, man. Like,
I want to give
you Subway.
Cool.
And you don't want that connection with Subway, too, bro.
No, I'm trying
to
get away from that.
So J Train all day.
Well, then I started doing, like, I once told a story about how in high school, I was a junior in high school, and I intercepted a pass. So I was a junior in high school, and it was a Friday night game, I was playing D line, and they threw a pass, and I intercepted, and I ran it for a touchdown.
There it is.
So I ran it back, and then my good friends, like my best friends on the team, my best friends in life, I come to the sidelines, and they start fucking with me. They're like, "Did you see that other guy's touchdown?" I was like, "No, that was me." So then. I was like, you fucking assholes. Like, they wouldn't give me the credit.
Wow.
So then I started referring to myself as TD Freed.
There you go.
So I started
claiming it.
So I started claiming it. So a year later, I'm in math class or something, and the teacher and I have this like good, you know, back and forth. Yeah. So I started calling myself TD Freed in his class.
Nice.
He starts calling me TD Freed. And then my friends who wouldn't give me credit, a year later, the teacher, they had him for a different class, like a different period.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher goes, like, my name came up, and he goes, and they're like, Jared, you know Jared Freed? And he goes, TD Freed? And they're like, damn it. Like, they were like mad that the nickname caught on.
Caught on, exactly. I had a story just like that. I remember another nickname where my best friend's mom, this is the same age, and she only called me this name because I would go to the house and I would request, like, hey, you have popcorn.
Yeah.
And all she had was Orville Redenbacher. Yeah. So when I would come over, she'd be like, Orville. So like she took the N out and just O-V-R-V-I-L-L-E, like Orville. What's up?
Orville is a great nickname.
I think it's a mwah. To this day, you know, she still hits me up and like on Instagram and thinks I'm famous. You know those people that think you're famous?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
No, I love you, my like you're my best friend's mama. Like, I'm just where I'm at. Like,
How's Orville doing?
Yeah, Orville. Yeah, what's up, Orville? I'm like, hey, Miss Harris. That's her name, Miss Harris. What's up? You know, I love that nickname.
So. I remember also one time someone called me J Train at the Comedy Cellar, and Mike Lawrence, very funny comic, but he had moved to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, he's been on this podcast before, but he was sitting at the table when he heard that, and he was like, oh my God, are you going by J Train now? Like, he thought. I had made a creative decision to go by J Train, and I was being like, no, it's J Train. Like,
yeah,
I was
exactly.
And
you just became a Def Jam comic.
Yes.
You're like, I'm J Train, the funny man. You're like, no, he just knows from my podcast. Well, which is,
maybe it is the black community, because now I'm thinking all the comedians.
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah.
Black comics, there's so many with nicknames.
So many, man. Face Man, you know. But
Earthquake.
Like, Earthquake, there you go. Earthquake,
yeah.
And too funny, too live. That's not a person. I'm just joking. That's not a person.
Well,
but yeah, hamburger.
Hamburger.
Like, it's an 80s. You know, it's an 80s thing in the 90s, but like now more No, yeah. Now everybody doing their name. But like, all right, so because I do know a lot of people that want their family to respect their nickname. But go ahead, continue.
So I have another story that relates to this email. To take it back to the email, I understand where she's coming from because I remember my brother went to college and all the college people, his name's Harrison, but I've always grown up calling him Harry.
Yeah.
So Harry was always his name to me, but when we went to visit him at school, all these girls and guys were like, Harrison, Harrison, Harrison. I was like, Harrison? Like, what the fuck is this? What are we at the Queen's Palace?
Yeah,
what's going on here?
Yeah.
Why is everyone so formal here? And he was like, no, I'm going with Harrison now. I was like, and my dad and I laughed. We're like, no, we're sticking with Harry. Fuck
exactly.
you.
That's hilarious.
And
man.
So I think for her, I think the mistake she could make is to get too personally offended when people don't go along with her nickname.
Yeah.
If that's how she feels being comfortable called, like, hey, go to your new job. That's what people call you. This is what I'm called. All the people from your new job. You have to treat the nickname. And
identity. It's your identity. I identify as the Panther. I dropped the black. That's who I am now. You're Black Panther.
It is interesting. This kind of like delves into the like, what's my,
what do you want to be called?
Yeah. What's my gender?
What do you identify as?
You identify? To me, a nickname is different because like your parents, like if you went to your parents and you're like, I identify as a woman now. I was a man. To me, I'm like, your parents would go, okay, we're with you. Like you would hope that they would be
They would reject. Like my brother, he's transgender, and it was a whole struggle in the beginning. But they accept him. And sometimes my dad does slip up. Like, yo, how's she doing? And I'm like, Dad, he's fine.
Okay,
just a little correction. But
your dad's there.
Right.
Different than this.
Way different. Way different. I was just using it as a joke, as an example.
No, but I understand, but I think it's so interesting because she's writing in being like, I feel comfortable. This is a name that suits me.
Gotcha.
You know, I didn't think of this until now. I know that you have a sibling that's transgender.
Yeah, transgender. Transition from a woman to a man.
So it is an interesting thing. Like where it's like, she has to understand that this person writing in, she has to understand that, like, if it takes people who's, like, you know, transitioning is tough for them, your nickname is way down on the list.
It's goddamn a dust, all right?
You know?
Like, unless she's a very sensitive white woman, I assume she's a little white, like, I am Kelly. Yeah, all right, Michelle. Calm down. We know who you are.
It is so interesting, though, because she has to realize on the, there's levels to everything.
Well, let me ask you, Jared. It feels like she's sensitive about it. Is it a name that's like, okay, I get it? Because you say you want to respect the privacy, but is it a name that's just like, because you say you know her, but is it a,
no,
is it
I, a name I just have the, I always leave out names on this podcast, so I'm not sure.
That's good. All right. How I know it's something bad, because if it's like,
it's a beautiful name. It's a name of a woman that I've actually have hooked up with before. So it's not even like a name that I'd be like, you don't hook up with that name. I'm looking at, I think it's so interesting that she has to realize like there's other people trying to transition in other ways that are more important than your nickname.
Exactly.
I think you have to in the world. So if your parents initially, if you're like, hey, I've started going by this name, they're going to take a minute. It's just going to take a minute.
It's just going to take a minute. And they might even look at you like you're crazy. They might even shove you and be like, no, you're Jennifer. Okay.
Yes.
Whatever.
Jen. You're Jennifer.
Exactly. You know, or they might, and they see if you take it serious, then they might just be like, just start tapping you on the shoulder to
what
get
you
your
mean?
Attention. Hey,
we're just not going to deal with it.
Don't even want to deal with it.
So I would say to her, like, listen, you're going to get flack from people in your life. It's going to happen. Yeah. My brother, when he was like Harry versus Harrison, I was like, you're fucking Harry to me. I'm not going down fucking Harrison Lane. If he had come to me again and was like, this is important to me, of course I would have stopped it. But then I remember later in life, he went to work and everyone was Harrison. I said to him, I was like, Harry, and my advice to him was mm-hmm. nobody forgets a Harry.
Yeah.
A young guy named Harry, like no one forgets that guy. I think a Harrison is forgettable. Like, so I go, as a business decision, I was like, you're making the wrong, to me, you're making the wrong business decision. To her, let people know, understand they're not going to be on board. I think also this takes time. You're going to go to your new job. Those will be the easiest people. And those people now are like you infecting yourself with the new name virus. Yes. They will tell other people. They introduce you to their friends.
Yep.
Now it gets easier and easier. Now you're Jen instead of Jennifer.
That's right.
For that, for the majority of your life. And the people that knew you when, they are going to be Jennifer people. But they're going away anyways.
Yeah, just don't invite your family over to your job party or some shit.
No. We are sponsored, people. The J Train podcast is brought to you by FabFitFun. We just got the summer box, and it's full of great stuff. We got a hydropeptide face oil, tarmar toner, and scent diffuser, and some sunglasses from Tom's. Jess looks fantastic in the sunglasses. I love them, and that's why all of you should be doing FabFitFun for the loved ones in your life or even yourself. You are going to get something you probably wouldn't have splurged on for yourself. These Tom sunglasses look so good on her. They're light. They got a good finish. They're like matte, which I love. And I just got to say, the beauty of FabFitFun is that you're spending, I think it's every box, $49.99, plus I'm going to give you some money off, but it has over $200 in value. So you're going to get something out of the box that's going to make you feel good during these times when you're down. And you know what? It feels good to get a package and to open it up and look through it and you know, go through all the creams and scents and candles and glasses and go, oh, okay, this is a nice part of my day. I've treated myself. And you're not treating yourself with something that's too much. This is something that's just the right price point, just the right way to say to yourself, hey, I deserve something good. And I gotta say, Jess loves her stuff. She's so into it. And it's a fun gift, and it's great for, you know, to buy for yourself. Do it for yourself. And you can customize. It's time to customize your box for this summer. Okay. I know you miss shopping. FabFitFun, I learn about new products through them. The best is that you can pick what you get. Yes, they have awesome editors who curate, but you get to pick what comes with it. That's what Jess has been doing. She's been picking what comes with it, so she loves everything in it. The box would have cost over $200 if we went out and bought each item on its own. But with FabFitFun, you get everything in here for just $49.99. It's time to go on their site and customize your box for the summer season. Sign up today to get your first box. Join a community of over 1 million obsessed women. Use coupon code JTRAIN for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. Once again, that's code JTRAIN for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. Go, go, go. Fantastic company. Fantastic way to treat yourself. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, here with Nori Davis, @NoriDavis. Go follow right now.
Jared.
Texting help, please.
Oh, I love this.
Jared, thanks for all the content, especially during quarantine. I'm a 24-year-old single girl living in Philly, and feel like I've learned so much from you about guys' thoughts and habits. I'll get right to it. What's the best way to handle a guy that apologizes for not texting back? I'm not afraid to double text a guy if I have something to say, but oftentimes a double text is met with an apology from the guy about not answering sooner. I usually just ignore the apology because I don't want anyone to feel obligated to text me, but I don't know that's the best approach. Any thoughts or opinions?
Oh, yeah. Ah, man. Well, yeah, they're going to apologize. They already know you're thirsty. To get that reply. So, I mean, you can't, and they're being sincere. So if you double text and you want the sorry because you're like, hello.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? Well, I think like there's two different things. It's, are they apologizing and not answering your question, or are they just apologizing generally? Like if someone texts me and they ask a question, I forget to get back to them, and then they write again, I apologize. I go, hey, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to like keep you waiting on the answer to this question.
Yeah.
If someone texts me like just idly, where it's just like, hey, whatever, and then they're texting again, and I go, oh, hey, what's up? And I answer that question. Like, I do think I do apologize, but I don't think I'm apologizing because I want to. It's not because
That's good. I think we're in this social. We have these invisible social rules of like, if I don't text back, I'm busy, right?
Sure.
And then it's also the context of like, what are you texting? If it's some type of animosity or something like that, then you know, like, they're not going to get back. Like, you have to. It's weird. You can feel people's energy through a text where it's just like, yo, hey, what time are we going to meet tonight? And then you don't get back to them. That's something like, I was busy. And then like, oh, 8, right?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
if it's like, hey, do you want to go out for dinner later? No text. It's like, that might be a no. Or
sure.
Busy. I don't know.
I think like what's important, you're totally right about the context. Like the
what's the context of?
If they're apologizing and every time they apologize, it's because they have kept you from living your life. They've kept you from going to that dinner or kept you from they just know an apology gets them off the hook.
Out there, which one? Wait, is it door one or door two? Yeah. And like, no text back.
Yeah. And it's like that. And it's like, oh, sorry.
Sorry,
and then they just
bad.
Go on. It's like,
door
they
one.
They don't really care.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, what are the apologies coming for? If someone's like, hey, oh my God, I didn't realize. But I don't think you should let them apologize. You don't have to apologize for double texting.
Exactly.
If you're enjoying, if they're apologizing, but you're then continuing to like the conversation, that's great. Keep it going. Yeah. If they're apologizing and that's the only answer you get, they're just letting you know. I think a lot of times,
but Jared, people will if they apologize and then she doesn't, because she says she doesn't reply back to the apologies, is that bitchy? Is that
whatever. Sometimes people text just to keep texting them. So just the idea of like they just don't want to lose that text partner. Mm-hmm. So they'll go, oh, I'm sorry, and say nothing else. And it's like, what are you getting out of this relationship?
Yeah,
you have to
think
about that.
That's fucking weird. Yeah, I just don't text that person no more.
Done texting that person. But if it's, I'm sorry, what have you been up to today? Oh, okay. No, nothing, Raj. You know, and if you're, I would say like, I think some of these texts you have to take less personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Detach.
You know,
detach emotionally.
Oh, they're sorry.
Okay,
but I'm still talking to them. Okay. Take them at their word.
I think you nailed it, man. Like, what's the context? I just already assumed that this is a relationship podcast, right? So it is something of like, hey, do you want to go out? Or hey, what do you think of me? Or hey, what's happening? And then there's nothing. And then you send it again. Then you're already showing your personality through text. So she should calm down a little bit, like just send it out there, let it sit, let it breathe, have patience.
I think,
and then you see the type of person you're dealing with.
I think of texting like ping pong, like it's just someone keeping up the rally with you. And if I was playing ping pong with someone that just like kept, you know, looking at their phone at other people, if they kept like talking to the table next to us, I'd be like, hey, are we playing or what?
Yeah, exactly. Or like button up the conversation, like, you know, I like the way you hold it and you put a heart or a thumbs up or something like that. That's usually like a nice period where you're like, yeah, man, that shit was crazy the other night. And you like, thumbs up.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Nora Davis. Let's do one more.
Yes, do it, baby.
I like this email. It's called This Is Not a Drill, Urgent ASAP.
Okay, shit.
What's up, Anne Frank, OKP here. Okay. Matched with a lovely lady back in March before Corona season. We never got a chance to meet in person. Then the quarantine started, so we still haven't met yet. We've been FaceTiming for hours on weeknights and weekends. Weekends, we'd be up till 6 or 7 a.m. just talking. Mm. Our convos always flow so well. We are so definitely comfortable. We are definitely comfortable with each other. We have both opened up to each other and been vulnerable. I set her up a twice in our text convos to send a nude or a sexy pic of her, but she did not. Mm. My question is she not feeling comfortable enough with me yet to send a nude, or does she not like me like that? We already established that we do plan on going out as soon as quarantine ends. I'm 25, she's 24. Okay, yeah. So he has the screenshots
of what the pictures he sent
of the not the pay, the oh. the text conversation. Okay. He wants nudes. I think. Yeah. I won't get into the screenshots because I don't know what.
Yeah, that's to his, really that's, be. I mean, he wants you to see that. This is like a personal advice.
Well, I'm gonna. I don't know if what he read. We have the same nose ring, and you have a daisy too. I think because he has a daisy in his hair.
Okay.
LMAO. That's a daisy. I'm not a nose ring, but I'd say it's not. I can't really see this.
Is it blurred out? He probably put the email attachment and not do 1.1 MB. He did low. he can't see it.
I think what's it called? Send nudes. It means summer nights. I was gonna say that title doesn't sound sad, but lol. Not gonna question why is that. Okay, so he sent this conversation. He's obviously hinting at nudes pretty hard.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think, obviously he's being thirsty, and she is probably on the other end. Like, yeah, see, he jumped the gun. He jumped the gun a little too. He had to hold back the horses.
And she's giving him another chance. That's why he has a chance to say, he's like, well, she won't send nudes, but why does she keep talking to me? She keeps talking to you because she wants to actually date you. And she's afraid that she sends nudes and you get what you want and you're only after sex. So she's ignoring. She's ignoring the animal part of you to try and get to know the human part of you.
And that's very mature of her. She's like, get through all that bullshit. Stop with that new shit.
But this is also an opportunity to know what the deal is, dude.
Yeah.
The guy writing in, you have to know that she is looking for something more serious.
That's right.
And you even said you talk till 6 a.m. or 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that locks you into being serious, but no, this is more serious than anyone.
Nigga, that's intimacy.
This is real shit.
That's real.
So
she's like, I'm building towards love. What are you building towards? Nudes.
Exactly. So I think for you, like, she's being honest about where she stands.
Word.
You need to be honest with yourself. Like, I've been in that position.
He already was.
Well, he was honest about where he stood, but he's also having the 7 a.m. conversation.
Yeah.
So he has to realize that those two things are two different things. When you ask for nudes,
which one does he want?
Which one do you want? Okay. Yep. Do you really want to go on dates with this girl, or do you want to go meet up once after this is all over, go out, have sex, and then never speak to her again? If that's the case, you've led her astray based on your actual physical things you've done. Talking till 7 a.m., you're lying with actions, maybe not words. And so I think, like, this is a moment for you, emailer, to take a look in the mirror and go,
maybe I
talk till 7 a.m. because I just want casual.
Exactly.
And that's okay, but you have to admit that and maybe back away.
Yes, man, because you're putting in a lot of time. And if you're putting all that time in just for nudes, like, you're not going to get it because that time is precious to her. And that's like that's the love elevator right there. She's like, shit, like, I like your conversation.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Nori, let's do one more because we got some time.
Hell
you cool with one more?
Hell yes, sir. I'm loving
it. Nori Davis. Go.
My French fries
go follow.
Are still in the oven.
Go follow right now. Let's do you think we will date again? Boyfriend, not boyfriend. Do I need a title? I'm getting everything else. Work crush, please help. Possible ex-intruder.
Mm. Sounds messy.
You want to do that?
Was that all in the subject line?
No, this is please help with possible ex-intruder.
Yeah, why not? Let's do that. That sounds interesting.
Jared Free, just started listening to your podcast as a recommendation from a friend. I have to say, I'm upset with myself for not finding you sooner. I appreciate all that you're doing every day for the entertainment and to help others. Listen, that's what it's all about. Keep telling friends. I recently found out that my boyfriend had started talking to his ex again.
Woo!
They dated for a short period of time a couple years ago, supposedly had a not so great end of the relationship, and are now talking again.
Woo!
He told me they started to be friends again for a mutual couple friend, as they are both the maid of honor and best man in the wedding this fall.
Two
so they reconnected because of the wedding.
wedding.
This usually wouldn't bother me so much, but I found all of this out when she was his number one top friend on Snapchat. That still happens? Oh,
that's
shit.
Still the thing? Shit.
I once, way long time ago, I wrote an article called Snapchat Top 3 Will Be the Reason We All Get Divorced.
Yep.
And then, like, it got pretty big, and then, like, a week later, Snapchat got rid of the top friends thing.
Yeah, because so maybe it's snitching on who you keep spying on. Yeah.
I asked questions, and he said
that's
what
MySpace went down.
Exactly. I asked questions. He said that he's no longer attracted to her, and he only sees her as a friend. They Snapchat and DM, sending Instagram posts, and maybe text on a daily basis. He didn't think it was that big of a deal, and that's why he didn't say anything originally, but I can't help but think that maybe he was hiding her from me. I would say so.
Yeah.
I'm looking for any guidance you could give me as to why what I should do, or if I'm just being paranoid, should I go pour myself a drink? Much love. Also, I guess I should also include that we have been dating for almost a year now and are in our late 20s. Thanks. What do you think, Nori?
Yeah, man. No, you're not paranoid, girl. Those are a lot of red flags. He's definitely dipping into a different pool in front of you and testing your boundaries and seeing you as somebody like, hey, if you all right, so she's not really fuck. Okay, then I can do what I want. So I think she like, yeah, nah, I think she need to communicate like real talk. Like that's not cool. I don't think that's
also
cool.
let me give another point of view too.
Okay.
I've been in weddings. Yeah. I've never become friends with the wedding party.
Yeah.
Like I'm friends with the guys that I know from the groomsmen, but there's this weird wedding thing where some couples that get married want the groom, the bridesmaids and the groomsmen to be like best friends forever. And it's like, that's never fucking happened once. That doesn't happen. We all look at each other like, I guess I'll walk down the aisle with you. Someone tries to fuck someone else. But like the idea that they need to text every day because they became friendly again because of this wedding. It's too much. It's
too
one
goddamn
thing,
much.
It's one thing to be like, hey, girlfriend, my ex is in this wedding party. It might be uncomfortable. I just want to make sure you know.
Yeah.
She also messaged me and was like, you know, I don't know what we're doing in the wedding. But
and
like,
we're going to be in the wedding, holding hands, walking down the aisle together. Bruh.
That's okay. That might be okay without texting every day. Like the idea
that
they're texting.
But that's what I'm saying. They texted. Yeah. So she has that girl has that fantasy. Like, and she's on the sideline.
Yeah.
Sure,
I would be uncomfortable. I would be uncomfortable. Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
And to me, what he's doing is I would be more nervous, and I don't mean to like scare her.
Yeah.
But I would be nervous that he's setting himself up to hook up at the wedding after he breaks up with her.
He's doing the geotagging on Tinder.
Yeah, that's exactly this is
he's
the
geotagging the girl. Yeah,
he's
man.
Geotagging his future self at the wedding. So I call it the hookup alley-oop. You're tossing a hookup to your future single self.
Exactly.
So yep. I think he's keeping her along. He's being nice. He's being defendably nice. Like he can go to you and go, yeah, we're just friends. We hooked up once. It ended. But the fact that it ended badly, the fact that they're going to be at this party coming up, the fact that you've been dating almost a year, which is like, that's kind of the time that relationships kind of end.
And there's going to be alcohol there.
It's going to be alcohol. I would have a real talk with him.
Exactly.
And be like, hey, it makes me uncomfortable that like, it's one thing to have friends. It's another thing. Yeah. Like, I'm supposed to be the girl you talk to every day.
That's right.
I'm supposed to be the person you come to. So I would tell him you're uncomfortable. This is not a fun thing to find out.
And don't feel insecure. And don't feel like he's going to think you're insecure. Don't feel like you're jealous.
No.
You're not. You are really have your boundaries. You're confident in that. And it's normal. Anybody would feel uncomfortable with that.
And no one can tell you how to feel. Like,
exactly.
There's no craziness for feeling the way you do. It's just, it's more of a, you know,
I always like to think about it. Like, I always like to reverse it and put my shoes in her heels. Like, I wish a girl would be texting her ex and in the wedding and stuff. It's like, yo, what are we doing here? Like, how? Nah. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's so weird to me.
It's weird because it's like, I don't know what to tell her. Like, I don't think this is like, I don't know how you approach this guy, but you go, hey, it doesn't, I'm not jealous of her, but like, these are texts that you could be sending me. I don't know what crutch this person offers you emotionally that I don't. But obviously there are problems in this relationship if you need a second person that you just kind of came in back in contact with because of a wedding.
What the fuck y'all talking about? Y'all don't wear the same size.
No, J-Train Podcast at gmail.com. J-Train Podcast at gmail.com. Nori Davis, thank you for coming on. This is fantastic.
Thank you for having me. J-Train.
Always a pleasure.
All the nicknames.
All of them. The Board Lord.
Yes, sir.
That's my new one. Lord. At Nori Davis. At Nori Davis. His special's called You Guys Are Dope.
It's on Amazon.
You can buy that. It's on Amazon, right?
Amazon Prime, baby. Yeah.
Comedy Central 30-minute special. He's got the Comedy Trap House Friday and Sunday. NoriDavis.com to get your tickets, get involved. Nori, thank you for coming on. Fantastic
thank you,
as
sir.
Usual.
Yo, I'm much
Jared,
love to you.
I'm Jared Freed. We're here every single weekday. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. We'll be back next episode. Boom.